In this video, we're going to be talking about the fundamentals of property. So specifically cash flow and capital growth. There are three ways you make money in property investing: getting a discount or below market value, which is will be in other videos, and the other two are capital growth and cash flow. So let's talk about the difference. Essentially, if you want to become really, really wealthy in property over the long term, you're really wanting to be looking at gearing your portfolio to make capital growth. And it will accidentally anyway, and you probably have done already, but it will. That's what you'll be needing to gear it to, because cash flow is very much dependent on interest rates, the rent that you can get, etc., etc. But data shows, for example, if you go on Nationwide House Price Statistics, that property doubles around about every 7 to 10 years and has actually grown 11.74% from 1952 up until the start of the crash at the end of 2007, / quarter one of 2008. So the evidence and the data is there to show you that property doubles every 7 to 10 years. So let's just go and talk about capital growth now. So you have any asset, let's make it easy, it's worth £100,000. In 10 years, you know, conservatively, it's actually a little bit less on the data, that property will have doubled to £200,000. In the next 10 years, that again would have doubled to £400,000. In the next 10 years, to £800,000. So you're looking at 30 years, a property through statistics will go up in value from £100,000 to £800,000. So that's where you make your money in capital growth. And like I said before, many of you will have already done that accidentally, and there aren't many asset vehicles that you can do that accidentally. There's a few things to remember here. Number one, when you put leverage into the equation, i.e. you don't just put all of your £100,000 into that one property, but you put a small deposit in or low money down, and you know, you put the rest as a mortgage, then in fact you can earn really high returns on your money and your ROI goes up significantly. Then let's quickly talk about cash flow. So cash flow is dependent on things like the interest rate at the time, your costs of your property portfolio, your property, the rental income that you get, and the level of debt that you secure or you have against the property. So for example, if you were to buy a property in cash, £100,000, and you were to get rent on that of, say, to use our example, you'll probably get £625 as rent on that level of property value, then that's going to be your gross cash flow, £625 a month, because you've got no debt. I'll talk about putting a mortgage on it in a minute. Then obviously you're going to have to minus your costs from that, because maybe you'll have a letting agent, and if you've got your management, maintenance, gas and boiler safety, tests, checks, both of those, any kind of bad debt, voids, anything like that, that you need to factor in. Now, across over 100 purchases that we've done, most of which have been in our locality, we've got data that shows that around about 30% of your costs, and that's quite a conservative figure, you could probably get that down, and that's us being a bit paranoid and sticking in a couple of boiler explosions every few years and things like that. So if your rent is, say, £600-ish, then take off around about just under a third of that, and that should be all of your costs. So in this example, your net cash flow will be your rent minus your cost. So it'll be around about £400-425 a month if you're getting £625 a month. Now, if you want to kind of get a higher ROI and you want to add leverage to that, then obviously you wouldn't buy that £100,000 property for £100,000 of your own hard-earned cash, children's inheritance. You might put a deposit of, say, at the moment, £25,000 down. Now, when you do that, you're getting a 75% mortgage. And a 75 grand at the mortgage at the moment may be £300-ish, depending on interest rates. So then, obviously, that reduces your cash flow, because you've got to pay that loan as well as paying the costs, and anything over and above and left, that's your cash flow. Now, we use a deal scrutinizer that works all of that out for us, but it is still possible in this market to get, you know, a healthy net cash flow after all of your costs. Now, as well as your cost of finance, at the moment, you know, when I'm recording this video, it's 6%, but that could vary. If you're on a tracker mortgage, it could go right down. It could go up as well in the future. So you have to weigh all of these things up in working out your net cash flow, and that's the key, the net cash flow part. So looking at cash flow versus capital growth, obviously at the time of making this video, it's a great time to get cash flow, because in a growing market, when you get much more capital growth, generally you'd get a lower yield and you'd get lower cash flow. But in a market where we're not getting any growth, where it's sideways or downwards, we generally get a higher yield because rents might go up in that time and values have come down. And at the same time, we get an increased cash flow. So you can always make money both ways, but one will be stronger than any other in the market at the time. So, you know, just think about your long-term plans and what you want. If you can pile more cash into your portfolio up front and therefore get more cash flow per month, but the more cash you pile in up front rather than spreading it out and getting leverage, the less properties you'll own, therefore in the long term the less capital growth or appreciation you'll get. So clearly your exit strategy or your plan is very important. Now here's the thing I see every day from people that I just want to share you about in these fundamentals is, you know, asset building and cash flow are both just as important, because if you don't have cash flow month to month, you're going to either have to strip your assets, or if you have no assets, eventually you're going to go bankrupt. So both are as important. But that being said, if you just gear your portfolio and you overgear it and you borrow really hard against it up to, you know, in some instances I've seen people borrow 110% of their properties. If you do that and strip the assets down, just the cash flow, any change in the market or any change in your circumstances, and you reduce that cash flow, but you've got no assets there to protect you for the long term. So both actually are as important as each other. Also, and from a tax perspective, obviously we'll have more detailed tax videos in this section, but also remember that the more cash flow you take on a monthly basis, i.e. if you don't gear up at all and you take it all through rent, you'll have to pay tax on that. Whereas if in the future you gear your portfolio for capital growth and you remortgage, you don't have to pay tax on remortgage money. So we'll put a couple of slides up now for you to show you some figures based on a property worth £100,000 and the relative capital growth of each property over 10 years, 20 years and 30 years. And we'll also show you as well the difference in cash flow between having a mortgage or not having a mortgage and adding those costs in to get your net cash flow figures.